This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. This is a dua that talks about the covenant that we make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a few of the supplications are covenants that you actually make with Allah. Which obviously, when you make a covenant with Allah, when you take an oath upon Allah, then it increases the severity and sometimes the sincerity of that particular supplication. So this is narrated by Al-Aswad ibn Yazid. He says that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited the verse إِلَّا مَنَ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا, except for he who has taken an oath with God or a covenant with Allah. And when he said that, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will say, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدِي عَهْدًا فَلْيَقُومْ, whoever has a covenant with me, then let him stand. And so the students of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, they said, well, teach us what to do with that. What do we say about that? What do we do? And so this is a situation where you actually have a sahabi, a companion, like Ibn Mas'ud, actually teaching his students what to say. So this particular dua has many blessings in that sense. He said, قُولُوا, say, اللَّهُمَّ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَالِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, O Allah, originator of the heavens and the earth, knower of the seen and the unseen, إِنِّي أَعْهَدُ إِلَيْكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, I testify in this worldly life of mine, إِنَّكَ إِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي تُقَرِّبُنِي مِنَ الشَّرِّ وَتُبَاعِدُنِي مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, that if you leave me to myself in this worldly life of mine, if you leave me to myself, you are by that bringing me closer to harm and distancing me from good. وَإِنِّي إِنْ أَثِقُ إِلَّا بِرَحْمَتِكَ, and I have no confidence except in your mercy. So he then converts it to the covenant, to the oath. فَاجْعَلْهُ لِي عِنْدَكَ عَهْدًا تُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, he said, so let that be a covenant that you deliver me on the Day of Judgment, for you never break your promises. This is a powerful dua which Ibn Mas'ud is teaching his students. And, you know, a few years ago I did a series on people of the Qur'an. And one of the things about the Qur'an is, how do you interact with those verses? You have a man here who the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever wants to hear the Qur'an, غَدًّا طَرِيًّا كَمَا أُنزِلْ, fresh, as if it was just recited, then let him listen to the qira'ah, the recitation of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And this is how he's interacting with this particular verse and this particular idea of taking a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that we learn about Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too shy to turn away the hands of his sincere servants. And so when you call upon Allah and you say, oh Allah, you never break your promises. You promised us mercy, so show us mercy. You promised that if we do this, that you will do that. It's a very beautiful and powerful way to engage your Rabb, to engage your Lord, to engage your sustainer. A Lord that loves to forgive, a Lord that loves to pardon, a Lord that loves to show mercy. And so this is a beautiful way of doing just that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliver us on the Day of Judgment with his mercy, as he promised us that if we believe and we turn to him and we obey him to the best of our ability, that he will deliver us with his mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliver us with his mercy and allow us to enter into the gardens of felicity. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah, see you next time. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.